based upon descriptions of the locations of constellations, of astrophysical phenomenon, and descriptions of climate conditions that much that only exist in the circumpolar regions. And he proposed the Hyperborean hypothesis for the first time, 1904. He was also very curious in the European mythology, so he actually investigated and searched sources there. So in his book there are chapters regarding the Celtic mythology, the Hellenic mythology, the Roman mythology, that are very useful, and we'll be talking about this a little bit more on our next episode.
Yes, definitely. I just wanted to say that because it was obviously written in 1904, that was still during the colonial era, but it was before it started to become controversial to talk about this idea of an Aryan invasion or an Aryan origin anywhere. That idea became very controversial, obviously, after the Second World War, but now it's starting to come out that, yeah, it was right all along.
Absolutely. Tillack was very confident. He knew that at his time, the scientific evidence was lacking to prove his hypothesis. But he was very confident that science will prove him right, and it did. And when we say science at his time, he meant mostly geology and geophysics. And he was, but we must understand the time he was writing, 1904. That was even before the time of the great polar explorations that culminated about 10 years later, where the great polar explorers from Norway and Sweden and America and Great Britain venture up to the north and make this amazing heroic task and these heroic expeditions where they actually went all the way to the North and the South Pole. My point is, at the time when Tillack was writing, the people knew almost nothing about the poles. They actually knew much more about the surface of the moon than they knew about the North and the South Pole. Tillack was confident that his hypothesis that the primordial fatherland of the Aryans was somewhere in the Arctic North will be proven right by science, as it did in the 20th century. And what he meant was that those areas, the circumpolar areas, were a long time ago ice-free and habitable, and with a much more moderate climate. And as I said, modern science has proved him right in the 20th century all the way through. Now we know for sure that during the last ice age, vast amounts of lands in northeast Siberia were not covered with ice. They were ice-free. That's a fact. Pollen analysis has also showed...